In the skies above Buckingham Palace, the deafening roar of fighter jets. On the balcony below, a woman who could comfortably claim to be among the most famous people in modern history. 96-year-old Queen Elizabeth II, grandmother, mother, and Britain's longest-serving monarch. There were notable faces missing from the moment. Prince Andrew stripped of his royal titles in the wake of sexual assault allegations. And Prince Harry after his decision to leave royal life behind him. Both joined celebrations behind the scenes. The day began with the Trooping of the Colour, a display of military pageantry marking the Queen's official birthday, and the start of several days of events and street parties commemorating her long reign. The celebrations, of course, aren't for everyone. For those who would rather abolish the monarchy, Queen Elizabeth represents hierarchy and privilege, yet she still manages to appeal to many.
Although it's a hereditary monarchy and she inherited the throne, Prince of Wales will inherit the throne, there is a democratic process. I mean, unless the public support the monarchy, it wouldn't exist. I mean, it's because it's so popular and the Queen enjoys a very strong appreciation.
In the vast crowds, a sense that the occasion has brought the monarch and the masses closer together. Some camping outside Buckingham Palace for days for a front row seat of this fleeting moment in history.
It has been everything that Great Britain can throw at you. Rain, hail, no, we didn't get snow, but that's about the only thing we didn't get.
Among the well-wishers, we meet a tiny baby, several weeks old, named Elizabeth after the Queen. The Iraqi family came to Britain as refugees last year.
For more than 1,000 years, the history of Britain has been measured by its monarchs, by who's on the throne, divided into eras and epochs. And despite all these celebrations, there is something of a bittersweetness that perhaps we are now in the final pages of the era of Queen Elizabeth II.
It's a seeming contradiction that a modern parliamentary democracy still has an unelected hereditary head of state. But this is the kind of country Britain chooses to be, with Queen Elizabeth standing for stability and continuity in uncertain times. Niamh Barker, Al Jazeera, London.